Greetings and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and in today's podcast, we have a special treat for everyone. We're going to talk about the internship program offered by the IHSA to college students who are interested in the sports management industry. Tracy Henry oversees the program from the IHSA's perspective, and she'll offer some background and insight into the program being offered. And with her today is one of the IHSA's fall interns, Miss Shannon O'Halloran. Shannon is a senior at Illinois State University. Tracy, Shannon, welcome to Happenings.
Thanks for having us.
Tracy, why don't we start with you? Why don't you give our audience a little bit of a background on the internship program here at the IHSA, maybe quickly how it got started, how many interns are on site or with us each semester, that kind of thing.
Sure. Kurt, we started this program about 5 years ago with Illinois State right here in Bloomington Normal. It really made an easy partnership. They have a growing recreation management program and sport management program, and we're looking for professional places to place their interns to gain experience. So naturally, we developed a partnership with ISU First. We've had about 25 students throughout the past 5 years. Typically, we receive most of our participation in the spring and in the summer sessions. We do have Shannon with us right now, who's a communications major. But we have now that the program has begun to develop and we have more of an interview process and application, we'll have 8 students that are looking to be a part of our association this coming spring. Likely about 4 is as many as we can really provide a quality experience to.
Well, how did these students find you then, or find the program?
A lot of our staff will go out to their alma maters or be asked to come out to different universities and speak about what the IHSA does, whether it's career opportunities or trying to recruit officials or sport management as a whole. So we've marketed through different universities, and then we have an application process online as well.
And when interns come to the office here for a period of time, what are there different activities or assignments that they might do?
They do. Typically, the majority of our internships are on-site event management, so assisting at some of our tournaments and championships that are local here in Bloomington, Illinois, or we have also had interns from Monmouth College and Eureka as well that are more in the Peoria area. So we try to get them out to events where they really receive hands-on experience and see the culminating events here at the IHSA. However, when they're in the office, they'll help with some of our sponsorship fulfillment, whether that's getting our Wilson product out to the various regional, sectional, super sectional sites, helping put together tournament materials for packet pickup, or working on some more long-term projects or research here in the office.
So a little bit of behind-the-scenes work and then also some out-front type things at events.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think most importantly, all of our staff are educators here at the IHSA or started within our school system. So we really enjoy having the college students here in our office and the opportunity to work with them, whether it's fall, winter, or spring.
Yeah. Well, that takes us to Shannon.
Hello.
Hi. Shannon, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself then, where you grew up, where you went to high school, things you might have been involved in there.
So I'm from Shanahan, Illinois. I went to Minooka Community High School. While I was in high school, I played softball all 4 years, and then after high school, I continued playing softball at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville for 2 years until I transferred to ISU because they had budget cuts and I had to transfer to stay in the program.
What position did you play in softball?
I played first and right field.
All right.
I switched off between those.
Okay. Yep. Very good. And so now you're a senior at ISU.
Yeah.
And talk to our audience maybe for a minute then about your internship experience so far. Maybe when you found out you were going to be here, you might have had some ideas of what it could be like, and then maybe has whatever you've done met that, or has it exceeded it, or what's been some takeaways for you so far?
Yeah, so as a student athlete, I obviously knew what the IHSA was, but it always seemed more of an abstract, like it was this big organization. It wasn't until I started interning here that I realized there's so many connecting parts that make things flow smoothly. You have the officials department, you have people in the back getting the balls ready to go out to games, you have stuffing envelopes to make sure the officials have everything they need, and then you have people who do, the management side, the media side. There's so many parts that make up this organization that, as an athlete, I didn't really know it was that complicated. So once I started interning here and being a part of helping things flow, I really started to see all the parts and how important each one is.
And maybe there's a little method behind the madness every now and then.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's next for you after this internship? What do you hope, you know, career-wise, what are some of your goals?
So next, I hope to finish in the spring and get my degree. That's first.
Yes, exactly.
And then after that, either I hope to work in like agency public relations, because that's what my major is. Event planning is something that I've looked into as well. Or working in like the beauty community and like influencer relations.
Yeah.
That's something that really interests me as well.
Well, cool. Yeah. What's so far, I know you're still, you know, maybe midstream on the internship, but what's been one sort of really neat thing that you've done so far?
Well, at the Gulf State final, it snowed. So Friday ended up getting canceled. So that was kind of strange to see in October. But on Saturday, when we got to golf, like I knew nothing about golf at all. And then sitting with Laura and like learning how to do the scoring online and like what par and all that stuff was, like I had no idea at all. So being able to learn more about sports was interesting, because I really do like sports. And I got to drive the shuttle to and from the parking lot, so I got to have a lot of small talk with people because it was so cold.
Yeah.
But that was a fun experience.
Well, good. Well, we appreciate having you on site, and I know we appreciated your help there at golf, because when the weather gets sort of nasty like that, we need all the help we can get.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Tracy and Shannon, thanks for taking time today to share with our audience a little bit more about this unique program offered by the IHSA. A big responsibility we all share in life is trying to find ways to give back and prepare the next generation of leaders. So Tracy, know that your work in this regard is making a difference in the lives of the students that you interact with. So thank you. And Shannon, here's hoping your experience with IHSA pays dividends for you down the road.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to meeting you again real soon over these same airwaves. Until then, support your local high school by attending one of its events.